Well, welcome everybody. Another great episode of Soul Searching, the Soul Recruitment Podcast. Now, I have a great show for you today. Back by popular demand, my special guest is Karen Tisdell. Now, Karen was here on the show late last year. It was an incredibly informative and engaging discussion about the obvious and hidden potential of LinkedIn. Today, Karen is here again, and we're going to take things one step further for you. So for everybody that doesn't know Karen, you're in for a real treat. In this new world where identifying talent, networking, and interviews are all done online, it has never been more important to stand out and reach out on LinkedIn. An ex-headhunter who began using LinkedIn in 2005, Karen Tisdell has been writing LinkedIn profiles and coaching people on using LinkedIn strategy for over a decade. In 2019 and 2018, Karen was ranked by the SMMI as one of the top LinkedIn trainers across the Asia Pacific. In this episode, we're going to discuss how to reinvent yourself on LinkedIn, how to be visible and memorable to the people who count. So Karen, welcome.
Great to be here, Daz. Great to be on your podcast again. So it feels like it was, when did we do the last one? It was quite a while.
It was December last year, maybe November.
Yeah, gosh. But in terms of how the world's changed, hasn't it?
Indeed. It seems like another world, another decade.
It was another world, indeed.
Yeah. And so I thought just before, I mean, a lot of people know who you are and everybody gave you incredible feedback on our last podcast. But for the people who don't know who you are, maybe just give us a quick little rundown into Karen, her journey, and then we'll launch into some really good content that people are going to get a lot out of.
You covered a bit of my journey there. So, you know, showing my age, I was an early adopter in 2005. So, yeah, that was a lot of worlds ago. So using LinkedIn to find people. And I saw then that a lot of my colleagues in recruitment were making decisions about who to employ based on people's LinkedIn profiles. So that planted so many years ago, a little kernel of an idea that how we show up online is so important. You know, so I launched a business doing LinkedIn profiles and training, and that training side's just got busier. And of course, now it's morphed to LinkedIn webinars and LinkedIn online coaching. So, so it's expanded again.
Awesome. I call you the queen of LinkedIn. Well, the LinkedIn superhero. That's what I like to call you.
You're very kind.
So Karen, obviously, what has changed in terms of the features of LinkedIn since we last spoke?
There's been a couple of new things. Confusingly, there is a new feature called Feature.
Great. They like to make it interesting.
Yeah, they like to name it interesting, and they've called it Feature. So our Feature's a really great, it's a new part of your LinkedIn profile that enables people to choose what media appears on their profile, and it ranks that media at the top of their profile. So that's an absolute game changer for small businesses, because you can now upload a landing page or a website there. But it also means that as a job seeker, you know, if you've done the news or done something that's really topical and really interesting, you can add a link to that. You can upload a photo and on mobile. Yeah, so it's a really great, it's really worth looking at it and look for other people's profiles and seeing how people are, you know, people that are quite well known, perhaps have a look at my profile.
Yep.
Type in Tisdell, T-I-S-D-E-L-L, and just have a look at how I view the featured tool to highlight a video of myself and then a couple of articles that I thought could be helpful. So that's something that I think people who are really wanting to show that they are credible and they are an authority in their space can do. So that's the biggest change, I think.
Okay.
Think the other changes have been, you know, very small, really. Yeah.
Okay. Actually, on that one, I noticed that I was playing around with that media feature a while back, and it said there was a difference between how that feature worked with different profiles. Is that true, or it's just the same for everybody?
It's the same for everyone now. Okay. So, yeah, it used to be different a while ago, okay. But it's different now. And the feature tool has also expanded. So in some media. So if you had a video of you, but it wasn't actually saved to a website, you couldn't upload it. And now you can. So it's become a lot more flexible in how you can use it. So it's a new part of your profile that I think is really worth looking at.
Okay, awesome. I mean, and LinkedIn obviously is just growing from strength to strength, even as a content platform.
Yeah.
LinkedIn is huge.
It really is. I think, you know, much like so many of us are wishing that we'd bought shares in Zoom, I think, I think a lot of people, now's the time to buy shares in LinkedIn because I think, you know, people are really yearning for connections. So I think LinkedIn activity is massively increased. The amount of people posting is massively increased. So I think there've been a lot of changes around then.
And also what they're posting about is different to what it was years ago. It's become almost like a much more of a mainstream content platform. Would you say that's true?
It has become a lot more of a mainstream content platform. And I think more and more people have been posting in the last month since we saw, because America was impacted before us. So I think the last sort of 5-6 weeks, we've seen more people posting and they're posting about a wider range of things. But I think the problem with that is that it is also diluting some people's expertise, you know. So some people are posting about, you know, what, not quite what they have for breakfast, but those kind of posts. And, you know, and that's not really adding value to how you think of that person's expertise. So I think a lot more people are no longer staying in their lane and talking about a wide array of topics. They're finding something that they think is helpful to others and they're putting it out there on LinkedIn. And I've done that myself a bit in the last month, but I think it's really important to try and resist the urge to do that too much because if you post about everything, then people don't know what it is you stand for. So I think with greater voices, we probably need to make sure that we are still thinking very much about what our objective is, what our purpose is, and putting that first. Do you know, what do you want to get out of LinkedIn? Yes, it's to help people, to remind people of our areas of expertise all the time.
Yeah, I totally agree with you there. I mean, because, you know, LinkedIn, the philosophy of LinkedIn and the status of LinkedIn is really about your online professional brand. And if you dilute it with all these other things, people don't take you as credible and as seriously anymore.
Yes. It sounds awful, but people always sort of think that they're a lot more memorable than they really are. So a classic case is people often say, you know, I don't want to make changes to my profile because everybody will notice that I've made changes.
Yeah.
Well, nowadays you're not getting notifications every time somebody's made a change to their profile. So, and very few people, I would say nobody, not even your boss, is looking at your profile 1 week and then looking at it the next week and then go, oh, you know, what changes can I see on this profile last week compared to this week? So, you know, people are actually not remembering us as much as we think they might be. They're not scrutinizing us as much.
Yep.
So posting about a wide array of different things really does dilute your brand. It really is important to try and keep those topics fairly narrow and try and bring it back, not in a salesy way, but just, you know, try and post on topic, post about things that relate to what it is you do for a living. Put your objective first.
Stay in your lane.
Stay in your lane. Stay in your lane.
I love that phrase.
Yeah.
Awesome. That's really, really good advice. I think a lot of people can get a little tempted to start treating LinkedIn like another platform when they have to really think about what the purpose of LinkedIn is and what they want to get out of it.
What they want to get out of it. Those business goals, you know, put your objective first. Just like, you know, we are each a business of one. Even if you're salaried to somebody, we are each a business of one. So we need to put our objective first and foremost, just like a company would. You know, no company goes, you know, we're going to start a business and we're going to do this and then tomorrow we'll do that and then next week we'll do this. You know, a business has a 5-year plan, 1-year plan, vision, a mission. And yet as individuals, we show up and throw up, you know, we talk about a wide array of different things. And I think that scattergun approach doesn't work in business and it doesn't work for us as individuals. Yeah, keep it narrow, stay in your lane.
So, I mean, obviously everything has just changed. The world has turned on its head. Has that affected behavior on LinkedIn?
Oh, massively. Yes, absolutely. Of course, a lot more people are posting, but aside from that, I think that as individuals, you know, when we did our last podcast, Aaron, you know, you and I were together, you know, in a studio in the same room, and we were feeding off each other's energy, and now we're doing it through Zoom. We can still do that. But I think people are yearning for connection. Really, you know, who's my work identity? Now I'm at home and I, you know, who am I? Do I still exist? And yeah. I'm desperately looking for that connection. And so it's really important now for people to be connecting with people. I think people people commenting, but we've also got more people yearning for connection, and there are advantages in that yearning, in that, you know, now's the time to build relationships with people, you know, real relationships. You know, if you've already got a client and they've been a client for yours for a while, and they buy from you occasionally, but they also maybe go out to other suppliers, now's the time to pick up the phone and connect with them, you know, and ask them, you know, are you homeschooling? How are you finding it? How are you feeling? You know, you've got a bit of an accent there and it's American. Do you have people in the States? You know, to really, now's the time that we can really deepen relationships. And I think that it's important to deepen relationships at this time, because those relationships that we build now will help us in the future. They'll help us to get a job. We'll be able to help other people. You know, I think people coming together and wanting to connect, wanting to build community, you know, there's good things from that as well.
Definitely. And obviously LinkedIn is a way that we can do that in a safe environment. You know, that's what
yeah.
we're turning towards the virtual online means now to keep connected. And what a fantastic way to do it, using a tool like LinkedIn, a platform like LinkedIn.
And it is a safe way to do it. I think people can connect safely on LinkedIn in a way that they can't with other platforms. Mm. You know, and this is really true. I was listening to a podcast the other day, Mark Williams, LinkedIn trainer in the UK, and he was talking about how somebody he knew had been trolled on Twitter with a piece of content that they also put out on LinkedIn. You know, on Twitter, you know, you can call yourself, you know, Great Big Canary, and, you know, like, you know, you can call yourself anything. You don't have to use your own name. You know, people don't know what you do for a living. They don't know who your employer is. And so sometimes on Twitter, I think you can see the worst of people's behavior. While here on LinkedIn, there is that level of accountability, because your profile shows who you work for, who you used to work for, who you're connected to, you know, where you went to university, you know, so there is that accountability, and that sanitizes LinkedIn to a little bit of an extent, but it also intellectualizes LinkedIn, in that when people are having those conversations, they're acutely aware that their peers are looking at them, and so they're justifying that.
Is that transparent?
So I think
in LinkedIn.
It is. And it means that you can curate who you're talking with. You can create communities around you. You can see in the comments, you know, who works in your industry and reach out and say, hey, you know, I noticed you're in the same industry as I am. And how are you going? Can we connect? You know, so you can, you know, you're not just making friends for the sake of it.
Yeah.
But again, you know, putting your objective first,
yeah.
And really growing those relationships that can recession proof.
Yeah, absolutely. And it actually reminds me of our last podcast, when we kind of got to the same point and we spoke about relevance. That word is so strong and it rings so true when it comes to LinkedIn. It's relevant. It's keeping things relevant for you and your network. It's not just posting anything or connecting with anybody. It's always about thinking what's relevant, who's relevant to me and what I'm trying to achieve.
Yes, absolutely. Always putting the goal first.
Awesome. And, you know, it still blows me away. LinkedIn is just an incredible platform. I mean, who would have thought 20 years ago that we could just go to a website and find out who works for where, for how long, who else works there that we know, who they're connected with, jump on groups that are relevant to your circles of influence or to your, you know, your business interests. It's just phenomenal to me. What did we ever do without LinkedIn?
Yeah. Oh, I know what we did without LinkedIn. You know, because I started recruiting people in the 1990s. And in the early 1990s, this was before the internet, you know. I know that's mind-blowing, but it was certainly in the early days of, you know, so you couldn't Google companies and find out who worked there. There was no LinkedIn. So, you know, on LinkedIn now, you can put into the search bar the name of a company that you know is doing well. Coles, you know, tech companies, and Harvey Norman's delivery, you know, because I've certainly kept them busy by buying, you know, webcams and lights and all sorts of things. Yet to buy a microphone, but moving on from that, sorry, Harvey Norman. You know, so who, you know, you can Google these companies and you can start connecting to people there. You can see all of the people who work for that company.
It's phenomenal.
And in the olden days, we were literally, you know, talking to our colleagues, you know, who do you know? Or so-and-so's just left this position. Yep. And you were literally drawing decision trees on paper.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's crazy. I mean, recruiters now, almost some recruiters almost base their whole recruitment strategy on LinkedIn and on LinkedIn, LinkedIn Recruiter. It's phenomenal. And a lot of companies do as well. In-house. Absolutely. So it's an incredible tool. And it's just really interesting to me the way it keeps evolving. As I mentioned before, as a bit of a content platform as well. So as everything evolves, but as you say, you have to be careful to keep relevance and keep a gauge on what you're trying to achieve.
Yep. Absolutely. We've also got a new CEO starting at LinkedIn this year. So so that's going to be really exciting. So I think we're going to see even more changes towards the end of this year. And the new CEO comes from has done some really great work in property around user interfaces and things like that. So so I think we're going to see LinkedIn as a platform becoming even more intuitive and even easier to use. So so that should be exciting for us.
Is there anything in particular that you would love to see in LinkedIn that's not there right now?
Oh, yeah. There's a lot of things. My main one is being able to sort messages. You know, I'm really lucky to have a reasonable network. I've got only 8,500 connections, but they are people I know, and I find it hard to sort all of my messages. And I ideally wish that somebody at LinkedIn would enable us to do as we can do for, and as we used to be able to do for LinkedIn years ago, and be able to actually sort our messages. Not just have them read and unread and archived. You know, you should be able to flag them, and wish we could do that.
Yeah, perfect, perfect. I think that'd be very, very useful, as well as being able to integrate probably with more platforms as well. You know, LinkedIn, it integrates with some things, but not everything.
Yes, I can see why they're stopping that integration. And that's because LinkedIn wants you to buy Sales Navigator, or they want you to buy LinkedIn Recruit. So they do keep their code quite closed, and they will shut down people using any automation software. You know, so I can see that by controlling the code and not allowing people to integrate different platforms with LinkedIn, they're also stopping people from phishing or swiping for people's email details and stuff like that. So they're also protecting people's privacy. So I can see the two sides to the coin with that.
That makes sense. That makes sense. So what are some of the things that people can do now, particularly in this market, when there's a, you know, stronger need and there's more time as well to work on your profile and do things like that? What are some of the things people should do now to really increase their footprint on LinkedIn and online?
Yeah, well, I think there's two things that people can do that I think are really important. You know, as said, people are really yearning for connection. So I think this is the time to really make sure that you are connecting with people that you know. And also reaching out to people that you used to know. You know, so many times people tend to stay in a bubble that's very current of who they know. And I think this is the time to go back to, you know, who and, you know, what was their last name again, and what company were they at? Make sure that you're connected to them. I think this is the time to build relationships with new people, to rebuild relationships, to deepen relationships. You know, people are more open to taking phone calls at this time. They're not They may be stuck in Zoom meetings, sure, but you know they're not flying internationally. You know, they are at home. They are wanting to connect. They are wanting to have conversations. So I think you can reach out, find people on LinkedIn, start a LinkedIn conversation, try and move it towards Zoom. You know, can we have a virtual coffee? Because I'd love to pick your brains about XYZ, or you know, I've got an idea I'd like to float past you. And I think that people can secure jobs that way, and can also look to collaborate with people just by trying to deepen those relationships and trying to lift everybody around them.
Perfect.
I think, you know, and within that, of course, you know, looking at who's looked at their profile, you know, who's looked at your profile every week, send them an invite to connect. Just really get really active in making sure that you're building those relationships, and you're not just finding people and going connect, but you're actually reaching out and messaging them. Yeah. And using the voicemail feature, you know, going into on mobile only, but going in and clicking on it, leaving people a 1 minute voice message in that relationship. And I think the other part that people can do, sorry?
I keep forgetting to do that. I always say, yes, I've got to do that. And I keep forgetting. So I'm going to start.
Oh, Dad, you do have to do that, especially because you had such a great voice, you know. You do, you know, you've got a really great voice. And I think that there's so much that you can say on a voice message. That you can't, you know, on a voice message, you can really say, you know, you can say, you know, hey, you popped into my head and I was really thinking about you're in this industry, really tough and interesting, and let me know how you're going. So, and I think that there's a lot of opportunities to do that on a voice message. Well, when you do send a written message, it may look like, oh gosh, she's just looking for a job or something. So I think on a voice message, you can add a lot more tonality, and you've got such a great voice, you should be doing that more.
Oh, thank you.
Sure.
I appreciate that.
Now, the other thing I think people can do is people can also use this time to improve their profile.
Definitely.
So yeah, you know, a lot of people will get connecting, or they're posting on LinkedIn, like they're producing content that's putting all of their ideas out there, and yet they haven't even got a LinkedIn background. Yeah. You know, they haven't optimized their professional headline. Yeah. And I think that's just so key, is, you know, just as you are looking at people's profiles and you're making judgments about people, people are looking at your profile and they're making a judgment about you. Definitely. So just like we wouldn't rock up for a Zoom meeting without having, you know, maybe brushed our hair a little bit and, you know, put on a shirt. You're wearing a shirt today, Daz. You know, and I bet normally you may be in your pajamas these days, right? I caught you out. So, you know, exactly. So just like we wouldn't rock up to a Zoom video meeting with our pajamas on, don't rock up on LinkedIn with a profile that is really incomplete, that doesn't have a photo, you know, all that sort of stuff. So there's so many opportunities to make your profile look better.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And as you say, they're adding new features all the time. So you've got to really keep maintaining your profile. Otherwise, it'll be obsolete in a month.
Yeah, absolutely. So looking at, you know, how have you changed? You know, so how has your role changed? Where do you think your role might go to? Mm-hmm. So I'm a LinkedIn trainer. And so my LinkedIn background, that blue default background, had an image of me standing on a whole lot of stages. I had three images of me standing on a stage with a microphone in front of lots of people. That image is just not relevant now. So I've changed my background to a picture of me on a tablet. You know, so because it's all online now. So just thinking, what do I need to change? And there's also some really cool apps out as well. So, you know, a lot of people might have a LinkedIn profile photo that isn't a great photo and they want to take a new photo. And they think, well, you know, it's raining outside, or, you know, here in Sydney, it's too sunny, high quality problem or something like that, you know. So I'll take a picture in my kid's bedroom. And in the background, I've got, you know, a bed and all sorts of other stuff. And they can upload it to a website called remove.bg. Ooh. And they can take out all that background.
Oh, I've got to remember that one.
How cool is that? Remove BG. So people can use this time to create their own professional photo, to just check that their background is appropriate and really talks to what it is they want to do and the situation we're in right now, they can look at their skills. You know, if people are learning how to facilitate online meetings, then I had that as a skill, you know, online leadership or something, you know. So I think it's a good time to go through and just make sure that your profile is relevant, that you have got a skill section, that you have changed the order of your skill section, that you are linked correctly to all the companies you've worked for, and go into each company and see, you know, who works there, have I connected to them. Just make sure that everything is representing you as well as it could. You know, it's unfortunately getting quite competitive out there for some people, and you know, so this is your first impression. You know, you don't want to be rocking up to that, you know, that first impression looking like you've just crawled out of bed. So, you know, you wouldn't do it on a Zoom meeting. So don't do it on your LinkedIn profile.
That's right. And here's an interesting question for you. I'm just thinking to myself as you're talking, like, I'm guilty of this as well, but, and so many of us are, but you know, when our LinkedIn title, or, you know, the main title under a name, sometimes people have three or four or five different titles or jobs that they, or functions that they do. What's your take on having so many different things under your name?
You have to. You absolutely have to. You know, I'm a huge fan of, you know, we are the sum of our parts, you know, and very few of us do have one business. You know, you might, I think you've got a photography business as well, haven't you, Darren? Is that right?
Totally different LinkedIn profile.
So, I always say never have two profiles, ever. Because what if I was looking for a photographer, you know, and I know you as a recruiter and you've earned my trust as a recruiter and I feel comfortable with you as a recruiter, you know, I've had a great interview with you and I'm looking for a photographer. Then I've got to go and look for you. So if you have one profile and in that professional headline, you cover over all it is that you do. You know, so
that's actually, you know, that's a really good point. I mean, I'm happy to explore that for a second, because like my philosophy was, if what you do is still quite similar or quite related, okay. But if it's something totally different, like you work as a part-time photographer and you're a recruiter, doesn't that actually degrade or, you know, take away credibility from one or the other?
It can confuse your audiences if you're not clear on what it is you do. So if you're like, you know, I do five different things and I'm going to post about seven different things, people go, oh, Darren, is he like a photographer? Or, you know, what does he do? Photographer and recruiter, those are two words.
Right.
You know, so if we have a look at Sarah Norton, Sarah with H, our last name N-O-R-T-O-N, I don't think she'll mind me talking about her. So her profile currently is in the process of being rewritten, but we'll have it up soon. She is an artist, she is a photographer, and she also does some really great work around change leadership, design thinking, and finding innovation in organizations. It's very corporate work. So she's also a mother, I believe. That's not appropriate for a profile, so she doesn't have anything about that in. You know, and she has other things that she probably does, but she has three parts. She sells her art, she takes photography, and she does corporate programs and leadership programs around finding change and managing change and becoming more innovative as an organization. So we are a sum of our whole, and if people trust one part of us, there's a chance that they'll trust another part. Our friends really love us or like us because of one thing.
Yep.
They like us for all of the things we are and how those are put together. So if you build trust in one area of your business, you can, especially now, and this is so, so, so important in this day and age. You know, if you have, say you've always been a recruiter and, you know, you want to become a career coach, are you going to start a whole new profile from scratch?
Yeah.
You know, it's what you've done in the past. What I did is recruitment relates and headhunting.
Absolutely.
And coaching sales teams on how to sell in recruitment relates directly to how I coach corporations on how to use LinkedIn as a tool to prospect, qualify, and keep your customers. So all of the experiences that I learned in recruitment around prospecting and sales, because, you know, recruitment is a lot of sales, right? You're selling on both sides. All of those skills I have taken and built on with my LinkedIn training for businesses. So we are a sum of their parts. So that professional headline is a really important part to give people a snapshot on all that it is that you offer. It is also a part that every time you comment on posts, that headline follows you around. So it's how you become remembered. And if you just have the name, your job title, and your company name in there, then you're limiting if you can be found in a search, because
it's almost, you're almost, what's the word? You're diluting who you are and what you do. And what you can offer people. There's colour involved.
There's a lot of colour involved, but there's also a lot of keywords involved. So even if you only have one job that you do, like say, for instance, you're a chief executive officer. If you type in their chief executive officer and I do a search for a CEO, I'm not going to find you.
Right.
Because you're a chief executive officer. The computer is only as clever as the information you input into it.
Yes.
So if I had an the graduate course at the Australian AI directors do, so say I was looking for somebody to sit on a board, I would want to have in a professional headline so that I could find somebody, chief executive officer, CEO, GAICD, board member or non-executive director. So, you know, you need to have those keywords in order to be found. And sometimes people have really weird job descriptions. You know, your job title might be chief of first impressions.
Yes, I know. I've seen all those interesting ones.
Yeah, and the rest of the world calls you a receptionist. Yeah. So I've typed into the search bar receptionist, but you've got in your professional headline,
you've got manager of first impressions or something like that.
I am never going to find you. So you really want to make sure that in that professional headline that you do have all of the words that are relevant to what it is you want to do.
Yeah, sure.
So, you know, you're not talking in there about how, you know, you're a lover of cats and, you know, kids are married or whatever. Completely not relevant to a business platform.
That's great for all the other platforms, but not for LinkedIn.
Absolutely.
Yep. Perfect, perfect.
So have I talked you into having one profile now?
Yes, you know, I'm on the way now. I have to do a lot of work now with my LinkedIn profile. But as you say, now's the time, and I have the time. So it's time to rejig and refocus and really think about what message I'm putting across to the world and how best to put my best foot forward.
Absolutely. And if you do have two existing profiles, you can merge those. So so often people will create a profile and they do not intend to have a second one, but then they can't find their password, they can't figure out how to get into it, all that sort of stuff. So if you go click on me in your profile and then you click on settings and privacy, and then you go to the far left, I think it's called privacy. And down the bottom there, it says merge my accounts.
Wow.
So just follow, yeah, absolutely. It's so much easier than it used to be. So it's me, settings and privacy, and then it's the one on the far left, which I think is called privacy. And right at the bottom there, merge my accounts. So you can go through and you can merge them all. Huh. And that means that if you've got 3,000 connections, I can't recall how many you've got as a recruiter and 2,000 as a photographer.
Great.
You can merge those accounts.
Oh, wow. That's fantastic. That's really useful. Even just from putting those two networks together, that's very powerful.
It's hugely powerful. Absolutely. And I think there's a very common thing around skills as well. So a lot of people will add lots of skills. And somebody said to me, you know, why haven't you added webinars under your skills section? You know, you've got it in your professional headline and you haven't added it in the skills section. And instead, what I've put on my skills section is online LinkedIn coaching or training. And I didn't add it because I don't want to dilute my skills. I don't want to have sort of, you know, 30 endorsements for online LinkedIn coaching. I would rather, you know, so for me, I'm always a fan of less is more. That can impact in some way your ranking. So it might mean that you don't rank as high because you don't have all those hundreds of words, but it also means that people at a glance can see what it is you do.
Awesome. That's fantastic. Well, Karen, you are a wealth of knowledge when it comes to LinkedIn and branding as well. I mean, you're not, you know, your experience and your skill set expands far greater than just the tactical side of LinkedIn, which is why I love having you on the podcast, because you're so interesting and you give the audience so much. So I just wanted to really say thank you. I think, you know, the audience will get a hell of a lot out of this podcast, and I'd love to have you back again for number three.
Number three would be great.
Yep, my resident LinkedIn specialist on the Soul Recruitment Podcast. And I hope that everybody out there really has a chance to really listen to this and view this. It was a little bit patchy at times with technology, but just bear with us, because the glitches just iron themselves out, and there's incredible content in this interview. So for people that are out there right now needing a bit of a tweak and a bit of strategy into how they, you know, put their best foot forward in terms of LinkedIn, how they position themselves for job searching, how they position themselves for opportunities, now's the time. LinkedIn has the features, and if you need someone like Karen to really help you take it to the next level, she's there for you. And I can honestly say that she is a fantastic advocate for LinkedIn, and she really knows her stuff.
Well, I put out a lot of posts, so people are very welcome to follow me, you know, if they'd like. You know, I put out a lot of posts about sort of two or three a week sharing tips. So, but all the best for you in the coming strange months that we all have ahead. So best to all of the listeners out there. I hope that everybody does tune in and leave us a 5-star review. Would be fantastic. It'd be great.
Absolutely. And of course, everybody that needs to connect with you, it's just Karen Tisdell, KarenTisdell. Yes.
Absolutely. Fantastic.
So thank you again, Karen. Really appreciate it. That was a superb podcast episode. And for all the viewers out there and the listeners, thank you so much for listening, and we will see you next time.
Thank you. Take care. Stay well.